This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today is Monday, June 16th. The news sponsored by St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. $30 million of RAM settlement money set to go to tornado relief efforts in St. Louis City.
The bill aims to support FEMA's efforts, but cannot duplicate them. To prevent this, Aldermanic President Megan Green says the bill has been written to allow it to be flexible. She explains, however, it is not so flexible it should be considered a blank check.
Its focus is really on preventing homelessness and displacement, and we recognize that to do that can look like a lot of different things. It can be home repair. It could be, you know, temporary housing.
The Board of Aldermen will hold a final vote tomorrow on the bill and are expected to give it passage. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
There are several ways this week that people impacted by last month's EF3 tornado can connect with resources and assistance.
It is week two for the Disaster Assistance Center at Chaffetz Arena. It's operating today through Wednesday, 10 until 7. Appointments are recommended. You can also do so by calling 211. We also have a website at KMOX.com. Now, if you do not make an appointment in advance, arriving in the afternoon may decrease your wait times. On Tuesday from 10 until 6, housing vendors will be on the site at DAC to participate in Home Again Rehousing Recovery Fair. That's organized by the St. Louis Housing Authority. FEMA assistance and small business low-interest loans are available, and Legal Services of Eastern Missouri will be at the center today through Wednesday to provide legal information. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
Governor Mike Kehoe signed bills to help tornado victims and pay for stadium work.
One bill designates $100 million for disaster relief and another $25 million to the state's Housing Development Commission. That money's for low-income households hit by severe weather. The bill also includes money for state parks, conservation projects, and National Guard sites. A second bill authorizes the state to partner with pro sports teams on stadium construction. It would cover up to 50% of the total costs. That funding comes from taxes collected on sales at stadiums. The plan is designed to keep the Chiefs and Royals in Kansas City, Missouri, instead of moving to Kansas. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
Ameren, Illinois will host a virtual public meeting tomorrow to share the company's plans to improve energy service reliability and prepare for transition to clean energy. The virtual forum will provide the general public with an opportunity to hear firsthand from Ameren, Illinois leaders about the company's plans and offer feedback ahead of Ameren's integrated grid plan filing with the Illinois Commerce Commission in January. The virtual meeting from 5:30 to 6:30. There is a link at KMOX.com. Why exactly is St. Louis County's troubled animal shelter not state licensed and thus in danger of being shut down by the state? Councilman Michael Archer asked Olivia Bennett, an inspector with the Missouri Department of Agriculture, about what she saw during a February 13th inspection.
What issues caused them to be non-compliant?
They had an accumulation of dog hair on enclosures, rusted pipes, dogs in too small of enclosures. They had expired medications. Some dogs had not consumed their medications.
And how do you know that the dogs had not consumed their medications?
It was still in the enclosure with the dog itself.
Okay. And what else, ma'am?
And they're some of the, not the latches, but the pulls and the cables on the enclosures were either off track, rusted, or frayed.
There were different violations during a subsequent inspection. A reinspection is planned for June 30th. The county council will continue interviews of subpoenaed workers from the facility on June 26th. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of St. Louis over the weekend as part of the nationwide No Kings movement.
Do I expect to sway anybody in Congress that isn't already swayed? I absolutely don't. But the thing is, you don't fight fascism to win. You fight fascism because it's fascism.
Even if you don't have money to donate, even if you don't have the resources and the time, coming out here for an hour can help make change and show people that they're a part of something bigger than themselves.
And that Congress does do something, about the unrestrained power that Trump has.
That we each give each other hope that we'll get through this.
A spokesman for the St. Louis Police Department tells KMOX there were no issues and no arrests. 3 years after a massive fire gutted it and several other businesses in the Central West End, Session Taco is ready to reopen. Co-owner Adam Tilford tells St. Louis Magazine he had hoped to reopen last fall, but ran into a number of problems. And just when they were ready to open last month, the tornado that ripped through the neighborhood blew the roof vents off. Session Taco, formerly Mission Taco, should be open for lunch and dinner starting today with a revamped menu, new seafood items, and a basement event space.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.